That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Elm Park Rolls podcast, supported by Blue Collar Street Food. Well, it's a slightly downbeat podcast tonight. A 1-0 defeat against Derby County at Pride Park, but not completely deflated, as I think we all agree, probably just talking before we started, that it was okay, but not amazing. But to help me talk through it so you can hear about it is Dave Stevens. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Paul. Good to be here.
And I've also been joined by Matt Lansley. Hi, Matt.
Afternoon, Paul. How you doing?
Doing not too bad. I mean, Reading are still 11th in the Championship. We would have taken that before the start of season coming into October, wouldn't we, Dave? Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I got asked the question the other day, like, you know, for your club, how are you feeling pre-season expectations versus where they are today? With the state we found ourselves in and all the news coming out, I would have snapped your hand off if you offered me 11th, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you may have noticed on the last few pods, if you were a subscriber, and if you are, you're magnificent people. We haven't really talked too much about FFP and the impending, almost certain deduction, because that's just going to go on and on. If we talk about it in every single episode, it's going to drain all of us. So we will talk about it when there's relevant things that come up. But last night was the deduction derby, Lansley, and we saw one change with Puskas coming in for Junior Hoyler. On the previous pods, we were saying we were a little bit surprised he was out. So what were your thoughts when you saw him back in the team?
I don't think many people thought it was a massive surprise, because we've had a lot of games of late, you know, and to go unchanged in three games, I think it would have been, had we not have changed for that, it would have been quite a stretch, really, you know. A bit of rotation. I think we all would have expected Puskas to do a little bit more than he did last night, but, you know, we'll get on to that. I think going into the game, I don't think people were too fussed with that side, because I think most of our eyes were obviously at the other end of the pitch with the, obviously, situation we've got at the back with no centre-backs.
Yeah, talking about that, Scott Dank made his first appearance on the bench last night, obviously later to come on as well, but that is great news, isn't it, Dave? Because all his experience, let's just hope he doesn't get injured.
Yes, absolutely. I think we were all excited when we signed him because of that experience. Palace fans saying that was still doing a job very recently for them at a high level. And I think that when he came in and we had that initial, he's not match fit, he's not ready to start, you have those like alarm bells, like, hang on a minute, what did we do here? So to see him on the bench and then able to come on, and, you know, we're jumping ahead to the end of the game here, but, you know, he didn't do anything to suggest that there's too much more for him to work out at this point.
No, he looked absolutely fine. Obviously, towards the end of the game, we were playing slightly kamikaze football, but you want that when you're 1-0 down. So, Matt, kind of sloppy first 15 minutes from us, which I don't think we've seen for a few games. We've been pretty good starting matches recently, but it wasn't an onslaught from Derby, but it was definitely them on top.
Yeah, they definitely came out the better of the two. And, you know, the way your back four's lined up, you kind of worry when that happens, you know, having instant pressure on them. If you go a goal down early doors, you know, what are you going to do from there? But, I mean, yeah, possibly some fatigue setting in, because obviously we've come to an end of quite a busy set of fixtures. We always seem to say that in the Championship, I know. But, you know, coming to the international break next weekend, I think it's probably coming at a good time, because I think all the players that have been playing have just been playing week after week at the moment, just purely because of the injuries we've had, if not in one position, but in another position, you know, a less favourable position for them. We started to get a bit more of a foot on the ball after that. Derby came out much the stronger, but it was good to weather the storm, and then we started to really play some good stuff going from there.
Yeah, we did. Somebody had possibly had a bit of an off night last night with Halovic, Dave. It wasn't quite at the races, and maybe some of that was down to the factors that Matt's just been talking about, like fatigue.
Yeah, I think that one of the key pieces that you saw in the previous two games was he was running full speed right up until he left the pitch in both games. And I think this one came around, he looked a little bit more tired. Some of the decision-making, a shot when you think, maybe a pass was on, I think a lot of times he's like, let's just get this away. Let's just crack this in the net and we'll be away. Some of his shooting was not what we've expected from him. A couple of times you think, could have just laid the man off there and then we would have been in a good position. But he was still getting involved. For an off night for him, he was still the one with, I haven't looked at the stats, but I counted three or four shots myself. I mean, he's in there getting where he needs to be. And there was one pass from him. I think it was first half. The ball's out on the right side and all the players out over that way. And he just looks up and sees Swift in the middle and just cuts the ball perfectly into him and just completely switches the play. Derby had no idea what to do with it. And obviously we didn't score from it, but it was, I think, Swift ran into Puskas at the end of that move, but still, he had flashes still. So, you know, if that's him on a bad night, I'll take that over some of the folks we've been watching for the last few years.
Oh, yeah, totally. He's going to have some good games for us, there's no doubt. And what it's showing is that those injuries are just costing us so much because we just can't rotate at all, Matt. And you could see during the game that there was fatigue coming on. But we had chances, definitely opportunities. Possibly one of the best ones was from Baba Rahman when he had the shot, which, I mean, yeah, okay, he could score from that from Ajaria layoff there, Matt, but it's not a simple chance, is it?
It wasn't a simple chance, but again, it was a brilliant, brilliant flowing move going forwards. Ajaria again had a bit of an off night, but obviously was key in that one. You had the Deli Bashiri chance as well. I think. The encouraging thing with this team right now is that we often under Pavlovic, we've been struggling to create some good chances. We are creating some very, very good chances in the last few games now, which is obviously a good sign. Like, yes, you'd probably rather stick away a few chances than create a load of chances and not score them. Given the players, like say, that we have got out, you know, and the players we've got to come back. I know we're always seemingly saying that, but there's lots of encouragement there. And I'd certainly say we probably edged it in the first half. It was just a shame that obviously they scored a bit of a fluke goal kind of following those few chances we had.
I would agree. There's plenty to be still positive about. Last night we had more possession. We had more shots. We had more shots on targets. We had more corners. I mean, it's one of those classic championship matches, isn't it, Dave, when Forsyth scores that looping header. I mean, credit to him. It is a really good header. But you see these games over the last decade or so, however long you've watched the championship, it just kind of, it's a grind, isn't it, the championship? It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yep, absolutely. It's one of those where anyone that starts talking about, you know, the form team in the championship or what happened last game, there's no real pattern to the results because it comes so thick and fast and everyone's got their own things going on. Like we're looking at the last three games that we won and we're thinking, oh, finally we're reacting to our situation and we're putting together a good performance. Derby are in huge trouble and they did the same last night. I thought, to their credit, they played pretty well and they didn't sit back, they didn't panic. Even when we did have more possession, tons of chances last night, they pushed on. And I think that, you know, I wouldn't say that header was lucky. I think he knew what he was doing. But, you know, Josh Lawrence sees it half a second earlier, starts his jog back half a second earlier. Maybe he hits a hair on that and clears it off. I'm not putting him at fault for it, but that's the championship. Goals like that, chances like that, games will spin on a chance taken and a chance not taken. And that's what happened last night.
Yeah, maybe if Josh Lawrence is a centre-back, he just positions himself slightly further back, knowing he wants to be at that point. But, you know, you can't criticise Josh Lawrence. He's playing out of position and he still looks like one of our best centre-backs, which I think is pretty damning in many ways. The rest of the first half, kind of, we're trying to get back into it. We have a couple of opportunities. Some real good passing outside the box last night, but not that much in the Derby kind of threat area. I don't feel that we weren't carrying the same kind of weight of kind of chances that we were in the previous matches and the quality of them. If you look at the last game we played against Middlesbrough, we had 3 1-on-1s. We weren't at that level last night, Matt, were we?
No, it wasn't three clear-cut 1-on-1s. And I think a lot of the good play outside of the box, again, you know, came through John Swift. We seem to mention him every single week, but so much of it did come through him. You know, you're always going to worry what happens if he gets injured, because everything... he's so pivotal to everything that we do right now. But I mean, the chances we still created were good chances, I think, especially in that first half. I mean, there was periods, you know, of that first half where there was some really nice play and good chances. It was just, it just wasn't to be on the night.
No, it wasn't to be. We're given to the second half and it's another slow start from us. And you're beginning to wonder what we're going to do. Derby had a really good chance from a Lawrence shot there, Dave. I thought that was going to be 2-0 early on.
Yeah, definitely did. Clearly their half-time team talk was don't let this slip, and they responded to that very well. That shot looked like it was in all over. So I was relieved when it wasn't. Ultimately, it didn't matter. But yeah, it was a great shot. Let's be fair to him.
Yeah, no, he always seems to play well against us. He's one of those players. Sometimes you get players like that. But we make the change. We see Junior Hoyler come on for George Puskas. Now, George Puskas, he struggles in these games, but he didn't get any opportunities again last night. But Hoyler comes on, and I thought for that five-minute spell, we actually looked quite decent, Matt. We didn't look astonishing, but we looked like we were getting back to the kind of like pattern of play that we've seen in the previous three or four matches.
Yeah, we did. And obviously Swift got a very good chance as well in that passage of play as well. It was a good save from Allsop, really, in goal. But it was a bit of a weird one, because I think we've all come so accustomed to Paunovic holding on for subs, and it was like tonight was almost like the night where he was really bold in his substitutions, obviously colouring Puskas on, it was about 55 minutes, wasn't it? It was, you know, gone of the 70, 74, 75 minute subs that he was doing, and bring it forwards 20 minutes. But once that Swift chance happened, it just struggled from there. And then obviously Halilovic also came off, didn't he? He came off, and then it just never really flowed. And like I say, it was the one night where Paunovic was bold in his substitutions, but probably you'd almost say they just didn't have the effect that he probably would have wanted. I guess, yes, it did calm down the game, because obviously Derby had a very good start to the second half, and when Hoylett came on, it let it settle down a bit. But it never really kicked on from there, and obviously when Halilovic came off, it just kind of just stumbled on towards the end, really, which was probably the disappointing thing of the night.
Yeah, I think the problem was the substitution that you just mentioned of Halilovic. Him coming off, meaning that Clark then had to go up top, Dave, and then you had Hoyler obviously playing on the wing. Now, obviously, Halilovic, immediately after match, I was thinking, oh, why has he done that? But as some people pointed out on Twitter, Halilovic was done, completely done, and he had to come off the pitch. But there's not much else he could have done, really, is there, Dave?
There isn't. I think so. You know, we've all said his subs are too late, and he needs to be bolder. And I don't want to criticize Pavlovic based off of last night. I think we are now with his. I did my famous. I joined the Pauno out brigade about 2-3 weeks ago, and that was a bit premature. Clearly, he's turning it around a little bit here in terms of my opinion of him. But I think making that change and saying, right, I want to go back to having Højlund up front. Let's bring Puskás off and doing it early enough so that we could like build upon it. Absolutely great to see. Making that next change five, six minutes later, as you mentioned, it then changes the system again. So then it's like, right, okay, Højlund, you're coming on, you're going to be up top. Okay, now you're not. It kind of threw things off a bit. And yes, I'm sure Halilovic was exhausted, but was he fine 5 minutes earlier and then he became exhausted? I don't think so. I think you could be a little bit smarter with that. And, you know, Højlund for Halilovic, yeah, maybe that could work. Keep Puskás on and kind of go from there. Not a criticism of Clark. The young lad, he did what he could. It's not about him per se, but yeah, I think the combination, it then goes from, oh good, he's being bold with his subs, to I think he made the wrong choice here again.
Yeah, these things can happen, can't they? I mean, you're right on Clark. He's still very young. I think he is actually 18 now, despite the club putting out his wrong date of birth a few months ago. But I think he is actually there. But yeah, I think he probably is a player that obviously wouldn't be playing if you had Mate, if you had Aziz, if you had Zhao. So it's no reflection on him. He probably needs a loan spell or just to play academy football. He did okay, but he just didn't touch the ball very much at all, did he? He was pretty much not really there. There was one opportunity which Matt talked about when Swift has the shot. What do you think, Dave? Do you think maybe Swift should have passed it off there to Clark? I mean, the shot from Swift was pretty good, but he is a striker.
Yeah, I think there were options on there. I think he had two he could have passed to. He could have gone forward and right to Clark, or he could have laid it off left to Ajaria. I think both would have been better options. But I think the thing is we've seen a lot of times when the team's been down or not firing, this season Swift has kind of taken it on and said, like, let me fix this. And that's worked really well for us. So, you know, you can't criticize him for doing it. You don't want to stop him from doing it. But yeah, I think on that occasion, he had a couple of better options and good save from the keeper, but not a worldie. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, no, their young goalie who made his return to the team actually had a pretty decent game last night. So did Luke Southwood, making another good save from Derby when they were through on goal. I'm trying to remember the young player who was at Manchester United for many years and had the opportunity. It is Ravel Martin. I thought Southwood is coming on. He could have easily given away a penalty there, Matt, but just moves the ball away, doesn't panic. And I think he's growing. I think he's growing into the Championship. Just still worries me slightly on crosses.
I think because he's so willing to come for crosses, I think there's just a little bit of decision making that's got to still just be tuned there for Southwood. But it's almost like, you know, you've gone from someone in Raphael who was almost non-existent coming for crosses. You know, he would never come to even punch a cross. You know, Southwood, he's been punching crosses a bit more rather than just trying to catch every single one. So I think the more game time you have, the more chance you get. Obviously, training, fine-tuning that, it should come. But the dive down to obviously just knock away Morrison's one-on-one, I mean, it was brilliant. Like you say, it was either, well, he's either getting it or he probably gets a red card there. I don't know if double jeopardy kicks in there for a goalkeeper, but I mean, it was still a brilliant stop from Southwood. And he's, I think, probably one of the problems he's had, obviously, is he 22, 23 now? And the only real run in a team he got was when he went to Aberdeen, wasn't it, on loan? I think
Hamilton. Hamilton,
not Aberdeen.
one of the Scots, right, Matt?
Yes, he is someone up there. and that was really his only first team football he got. And I remember a number of the Hamilton fans were raving about him when he was up there. because it's what a run of games can give you. And, you know, when you're a young keeper, you need that to develop, and he's never really had that. Hopefully he's getting that now, and he's really getting his chance at Reading, and you can't justify taking him out right now. And I really, really hope he continues and kicks on from here. Obviously, Raphael's out of contract in the summer, I think, as well. So I think it's a really positive time to almost just start looking at Southwood almost for the next 5-6 games and start planning ahead, because I think he's got a real future as number one at Reading.
Yeah, totally. Another positive. We did have an absolutely golden opportunity right at the end of the match. I think it was the 89th minute for Josh Lauren Ejaria setting up another chance for us. So he set up our best two chances last night, I would say, in the game. Josh Lauren, not known for his heading, Dave, unfortunately. I mean, I'm not sure he's actually that close in the end.
Yeah, I didn't watch it back because my head was buried in my hands. I thought he'd scored. Like, when the ball came in and he leapt up and I saw where he was, and where the keeper was, I was excited. But yeah, it could have gone a foot wide or 10 foot wide. I don't know. But yeah, it was a golden chance. Ejaria did really well to get it in there, kind of disguised his little chip in. And yeah, well, you saw Lawrence's face afterwards. I think he was a little bit more disappointed than we were.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. It's one of those things, isn't it? You know, no one scores all the opportunities they have. But overall, despite the loss last night, I'm not feeling too downbeat about it. What would you say, Matt? Kind of like, well, how would you mark last night's performance out of 10?
Well, it's probably helped the fact that we've come off a three-game unbeaten run and four games, or a three-game winning run and four games unbeaten. But I think, yeah, I think there are a lot of positives that are being laid down. That the style of play that's going in, the attacking fluidity that's there. You know, we are creating chances. You know, we're creating more chances. I mean, so many times last season at the start of the season, we'd have games where we'd have 8 shots in total in the game, and we're fashioning more chances. We're playing a lot quicker and moving through the thirds a lot quicker, which is what everyone wants to see. So it's probably why it's not too downbeat after a result like that to Derby, you know, because I think people can see that, yeah, there is something there, you know, there's something to be built on. And something we didn't really touch on in the podcast yet, Danny Drinkwater as well, you know, had another very good game last night. And I think if we can keep pushing performances out of players like him for the rest of the season, you know, we're gonna hopefully have a relatively comfortable season, you know. And there's quality there, you know. You're looking at the players we've brought in, and just hopefully the injuries settle down, the players come back, some of them obviously further off than others, but yeah, hopefully that all settles down and we can start really kicking on.
Yeah, mark out of 10 though, Flansley.
Mark out of 10.
Yeah.
For last night.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a six out of 10. You can't give much more, I think, for a loss. There was definitely positives. You know, there was a lot of positives, as we mentioned, but yeah, you can't really give much more for a loss, can you?
Not really. No, you're gonna give something similar, Dave.
Yeah, I was thinking 6. I think, you know, no panic stations, no individual errors, nothing like that. There's things to be built upon, things to learn from. But it wasn't a horror show. Another day, we win 2-1. Another day, we lose 2-0. You know, it wasn't an awful game.
Yeah, I think looking at the game last night, it's probably two lower mid-table teams, isn't it? Derby, I know they are bottom, and they're bottom, but they don't look that bad. They look better than they did last season, to be honest. And I think Wayne Rooney, the way he's dealing with the club there, I think he's really gone up in my estimation, to be honest. I think he's doing a great job there. Totally.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So we will move on to Cardiff City on Saturday. And I don't know, they haven't won for a long time. They are absolutely grim. Reading FC are in town, Dave, and I don't know. Is it worrying you like it's worrying me?
Yeah, the kiss of death for this football club in all of my decades following now is when somebody says, "Oh, it's a good time to play X," X are going to smash us if we have that mentality. I still have faith in the team. I don't think we're going to get a terrible performance or it's all going to go wrong. But I don't think we can sit here and be like, easy win just because they haven't won for a while and McCarthy's in trouble. It'll be a tough game for sure.
Yeah, they're getting better. What's your prediction though, Dave? What are you going to go for?
I'm positive this time. I think it's going to be a 2-1 win.
Cool. Lansley, what are you going to say?
Yeah, no, I think it's you'd always worry with a manager like Mick McCarthy when he's almost reaching the end of his tether, is he going to fashion out a few extra results? And it's always going to be against a team like Reading that he does. But I do think we're going to run out winners. Interesting, I think, if because obviously we've heard that Moore has been selected for the Jamaican team. If he comes back for the weekend, then you know you could potentially almost hopefully play maybe Moore and Scott Dan. I think that would be a huge positive. And I think if we can get a back four back to the way it should be with actual centre backs playing at centre back, I think it should be quite good. But yeah, no, I'm going with Dave. I'm going for a win, and I might push the boat out. I'm going to go 3-1.
3-1. Okay. Well, I'm going to complete the triplet and say that we are going to be winners there. Hopefully, I'm going to go 2-1 because it's always edgy with us. Actually, no, I changed that. 1-0. I just got that feeling. There's going to be
a clean sheet.
Feeling.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll take a clean sheet. Yeah. I mean, you know, Southwood's doing well. If we get
not in great shape at all. If we get the first goal, the crowd will turn on them massively. Yeah,
The first goal could be crucial. Really crucial.
Yeah, I say this and then we're going to lose 4-0. But that is the joy of having these podcasts recorded and people can tweet it back to you. So thanks a lot for listening. We will be back after the game on Cardiff City. I'm not sure if there's going to be a preview pod this weekend. There's been a spate of illness in Berkshire. So we will see. Thanks a lot.